This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Our week began with a record-breaking snowfall on Monday. I spoke to a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Mount Holly, New Jersey. He said the previous record at LVIA for February 1 was something like 7 inches, and we had over 22 inches that day.
And ultimately, it was 27 inches by the time the storm was done there at the airport. But it wasn't the highest total in the region. In fact, that honor went to Nazareth with just a little over 36 inches, followed closely by Forks Township, which had 32 inches.
Wow.
It's not the biggest record-breaking storm. It came in second for total snow totals for the region.
And we're still digging out.
That's right. In fact, officials in Bethlehem and Allentown are asking people to remain patient at this point. Bethlehem has had trucks out on the streets 24 hours a day trying to clear all the roadways. They say all the major roadways are clear now. They're trying to get to secondary areas, parking downtown. They're actually having to cart all of the snow down to Sand Island. Because there's so much of it, there's just nowhere for it to go.
We also had officials reminding people not to bury the fire hydrants, in fact, to shovel around them if they're able to. Some of our most compelling reporting this past week has been on criminal justice. I'm thinking of some of Tyler Pratt's stories centered on Lehigh County.
Yes, he's been working on stories about cash bail reform, calls to reform for that system, and also a story that's been making a lot of headlines lately in the region, which is coronavirus at the Lehigh County Jail. Inmates and corrections officers there have been greatly impacted by the virus. And in fact, there was a death of an inmate and a death of a corrections officer there. And that has really sparked public outcry. There's going to be a vigil this weekend honoring both men who lost their lives there.
And that vigil is in Allentown?
Yes, it's going to be held in person outside the Lehigh County Jail. And there's also going to be a virtual component.
So that brings us to COVID-19. And once again, in brief, the story is demand exceeding supply when it comes to vaccinations.
And not just that, but also there have been questions raised about how Pennsylvania is doing and faring compared to other states across the country. The Associated Press did a data analysis and found that Pennsylvania actually ranked 39th among 50 states in getting the vaccine out to people and into arms. The state came out with, state officials this week came out with a great number. They said they've gotten 1 million doses into arms, but in terms of the percentage of the population vaccinated, it's just about 7%. Some of the other high flyers around the country have almost doubled that number.
It is a discouraging statistic, and I know that officials are working to improve it. We'll have to just watch and see if they are able to succeed. Of course, the supply of vaccine, they keep saying from our health department and the governor that that's the thing that's holding us back more than anything else.
We're definitely seeing the impact of that shortfall here in the Lehigh Valley, where it's very difficult to get an appointment for a vaccine. There's a large number of people who are now eligible for the vaccine. There just aren't many appointments to be had, as you know, health bureaus and health systems are waiting to get vaccines to be able to schedule appointments. And in fact, we have a story coming up next week about a local Facebook group that has sprung up to crowdsource and help people get those appointments.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.